talking about, like, the feeling of heaven. That's of brothers and sisters. The amount of heaven that's of brothers and sisters, like, over six. If you have sisters and brothers that is more than six, then that's pretty high. That's a pretty high amount of number. My dad and mom not together, but that's okay because it's like kind of fun because when I ask my mom for like something and she says no, I could just go and ask my dad for something and he could give it to me because he always gave me what I want because I'm like the only child. So one of my friends by the name of Khadija, she on the other hand has 14 brothers and sisters, and that's really, really hard. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of brothers and sisters. And her mom and dad are together. They live as a family in the United States of America. Like, if they were from Liberia, but her brothers and sisters were born in Saudi Arabia, that's someplace in Asia. And to come to the United States, it's really hard if you're in another country, because especially if you have like a lot of siblings, that's really hard. So they was pretty much lucky to come to the United States, which they all are in the United States. But Khadija have some ups and downs, like she say, in living with her parents and her siblings, because it's a lot of them. And for her, for me, growing up was like, when I was growing up, I had everything, like clothes and money, everything I had. Whatever I want, I get it from my parents because I'm the only child, and that's okay with them because if they don't give it to me, who can they give it to? And for her, it's like kind of hard because she has 13 more siblings, yet some of them are like older, but it's like their mom have children like each year, and it's kind of hard to raise a kid like with two people. And yet it was born in Africa. That's pretty hard. Then it's kind of better in the United States, but in Africa that's really, really hard because to get things over there is like really hard. And I just find that so interesting how you can have 14 brothers and sisters and still like had still
Hey, my name is Khadija Fane, and I'm from Liberia.
Okay. Khadija, tell me about your life with your brothers and sisters.
It's pretty fun because they always dare to ride for me. Like, when somebody try to beat me up in school, all I gotta do is call 13 brothers and sisters and bring them to my school, and they're gonna be ready to ride with me.
How old is them? Like, do you know the age?
The oldest one is like 31.
How old is your mother?
I don't know how old is my mother. And I'm 14. I'm like the eighth child.
Okay. Did your mom have all those kids in here or Africa?
Asia.
You feel like being with them all the time.
I feel sick because, and it's fun having a lot of people. We get along. I mean, everybody have ups and downs, but we still get along.
No, like, what is the routine?
Everybody fight each other. Sometimes we go upstairs to my dad, and my dad try to solve the problems.
They're all Muslims, right?
Yeah. And it's fun having a lot of brothers because you'll never be miserable in your lifetime.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Khadija, how many brothers you have and how many sisters do you have?
I got 7 brothers and 6 sisters. I actually got 14 brothers and sisters.
14? Okay, do you know their names?
Yeah.
Can you say their names?
Umar.
Mm-hmm.
Idris.
Mm-hmm.
Maryam. Fatima. Aisha. Adam. Hawa. Sarah. 14.
So you spend how many years?
Let's say about 4 now.
Okay. Do you and your brother and sister live in the same house?
Okay.
What is your mother's name?
Sarah.
What's your dad name?
David.
Why made you think your family has so many kids? Like,
why did my family have so many
kids? No, why you think? Did you ever ask them?
No, because that's not a question for me to ask.
Why made you say that?
Because if they want to do...
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Because probably because one of them live with a big family.
Do you see your brothers and sisters every day?
Not every day, but I see the ones that live with me. I see them every
day. Is every one of them in America?
Yes.
All your brothers and sisters in your house right now?
Let's talk about like 5.
So the rest. Yeah. How many youngest ones do you have?
Well, 4.
Wow. Thank you, Khadija. Thank you, Evan.
I'm 15 years old. I have 2 older brothers, a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old. The 19-year-old lives with me and my 21-year-old brother, who's my stepbrother, lives with his mom. My brothers and I get along pretty well. Even though we don't hang out, I would like us to, but it doesn't really happen. Because they think they're too cool to me, or because I'm too young and I'm just too immature, as they think. But recently, my 19-year-old brother and I started to hang out because I turned 15 and he thinks I'm more mature. I really don't hang out with my 20-year-old brother because he has a lot of things to do and he never really comes around. My parents are not really fair with my brother and I, but it's because of our age difference. I had to be home by a different time, and he can be out whenever. My family and I are really close-knit, and we love hanging out with each other.